Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer and thank Him for our time together. Heavenly Father, indeed we do thank You for the time that we can share in Your Word, growing in our relationship with a Creator God who wants so greatly to have a relationship with us. I praise You, Lord, for Jesus Christ, who made a way that we can have that relationship. And so today, Lord, as we study again this book of Galatians that You provided us through the Apostle Paul, I pray that You'd open our eyes and our ears, our hearts and our mouths, our souls, Lord, to be able to understand what it is that You'd have us to know. And Lord, by Your Holy Spirit, You'd lead us into all truth. And then, Lord, empower us to live according to that truth. And we'll give You praise for the same. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Children of God by Faith in Jesus. It's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26. The question is often asked, are we not all the children of God? The easy answer is no, but we are the creation of God. To be a child of God, we must have a relationship and fellowship with God. These are obtained by having faith in Jesus Christ and His substitutionary death upon the cross and His subsequent resurrection from the dead provided this. As Paul has shown in previous verses, we do not obtain this relationship by works of the law, but rather by faith in Jesus. In chapter 3 and verse 26 of the book of Galatians, Paul provides a specific manner for how we become the children of God, where he wrote, "For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." First, we notice the word "for." With the word "for," Paul begins a new paragraph where, in a conclusive way, Paul tells why he has given the previous discourse. He told us the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. And now, because we have faith in Jesus Christ, you are all the children of God. The only part that is left is whether a person will receive this gift of grace from God by believing in His Son Jesus. What Paul does not say in this verse is, you are all the children of God, by any way you choose. It is by faith in Christ Jesus. Though it may seem narrow, and it is, there are no other options given. Therein lies the exclusivity of Christianity, in that a person must come through Jesus Christ to have access to being a child of God. Any other way is works-oriented and relies upon the individual to somehow measure up, be good enough, and be righteous enough to gain access to God. According to the Bible, this is impossible. There is only one person who ever fulfilled the law perfectly, Jesus Christ. And He has made a way, or the way, for anyone who will trust in, rely upon, and cling to Him to be a child of God. As we consider these things, let us remember that Christ Jesus was God's effort to reach, redeem, and have a Father-God relationship with mankind. All other attempts are man's efforts to reach God, and they all fall short. This is the marking point of the Christian walk, and only by faith in Christ Jesus may we all become the children of God. Next time, we will discover the benefit of being children of God. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name,